What is the color of your blood? Has anyone ever asked you this? It might seem odd, right? Who in their right mind would ask about something as obvious as that? Well, there is a valid reason for my question, so please stay with me while I explain. The heart is the most important muscle in your body, and most ignored because its work is invisible to the eye. The life-giving fluid that runs through it has an enormous work to do for many years to come. Hemoglobin is a protein in the RBCs, or red blood cells, in the blood of animals and humans, which help transport oxygen. Oxygen is transported to cells. The cells need and use oxygen to create energy efficiently. And your body needs energy to perform processes such as digestion, thinking, and sleeping, to name just a few. But the main character in this article is chlorophyll, along with a few supporting cast members. Chlorophyll is a substance gaining much publicity these days for the many good roles it's playing. Chlorophyll is a pigment found in plants that is responsible for their green color. Plants use chlorophyll along with sunlight to get their nutrients. Any plant that is green contains chlorophyll, and when you eat green, you absorb its pigment. Chlorophyll aids in the function of hemoglobin. It helps build hemoglobin by promoting circulation health, cleansing the body, increasing the number of blood cells, thus increasing oxygen throughout your body. The thing that impresses me about chlorophyll is that it is remarkably similar in molecular structure to hemoglobin, the oxygen-carrying pigment found in red blood cells in our bodies. Yes, chlorophyll is similar in structure to blood. Chlorophyll has many suggested health benefits in humans. And did you know it's considered a powerful antioxidant and may help prevent damage to cells that cause them to age prematurely? Antioxidants' main job is to fight free radicals. Free radicals are what cause oxidation, which causes many of today's degenerative conditions. Antioxidants fight against oxidation, which is why they are called antioxidants. Think of an apple cut in half and left on the counter for some time, and after a while turning brown. That is oxidation. And that is what happens to your body and your skin as time passes. But adding a few drops from a lemon, which is pure vitamin C and a potent antioxidant fruit, prevents the apple from browning. Similarly, chlorophyll, in its inherent green, can act, in a sense, as those few drops from a lemon into your trillions of cells, preventing their premature aging. Microscopically speaking, of course. If you want to retain your youth and your health, have more energy, eliminate pain, prevent arthritis and other chronic ailments, plus use less medications, I advise you become familiar with chlorophyll and its antioxidant properties. But back to the question I posed at the beginning. Learning about chlorophyll and its antioxidant properties and benefits in enhancing health, I make it a habit to regularly take antioxidants in the form of supplements, as well as eating different chlorophyll-filled foods full of vitamins and minerals that keep my body in good form. All of that said brings me to the answer of the question I posed in the beginning, which is that I've come to the conclusion that in my case, as peculiar as this may sound, the color of my blood is really green. And my body in its wonderful wisdom, turns it into a luscious red-purple liquid that travels through the rivers of veins and arteries, delivering its cargo in order to sustain my life, microscopically speaking, that is. Years ago, I began training my taste buds to enjoy the different textures of green foods, some of which I've listed below. I have learned to prepare simple, delicious recipes in a way that is pleasing to my palate. As I continue talking, teaching, and writing, I find that others are doing the same thing. They are changing how and what they eat, just like I am. And you can too. I will be talking more about the benefits of green foods in an upcoming Zoom program next month, so please keep tuned in. On a more serious note, heart disease is the leading cause of death for men and women, and 20% of those who die of heart disease are under 65. If you wonder what are your chances, statistics show one out of every four of us will die from heart-related causes. According to the CDC, one person dies every 34 seconds from cardiovascular disease. If you are over 40 and want to improve your odds, start by eating differently. Retraining your taste buds and eating more chlorophyll-filled green foods that turn into RBCs or red blood cells for the benefit of the most important muscle in your body, the heart, so it can continue pumping minute by minute while you are not watching or aware of the amazing miracle taking place within you. All of it being done in silence, involuntarily, without any effort on your part. So remarkable. Going forward, make the color of your blood really green so that it can turn into the red liquid moving its cargo full of oxygen to their longevity destination. Microscopically speaking, of course. Feel free to print the two lists included with this blog if you want to try some green foods high in chlorophyll and antioxidants when juicing or cooking. Best of health to you.